Mr. President, Director General, Honorable Ministers, Delegates. Let me start by congratulating Dr. Roberto Morales, Minister of Health of Cuba, on his election as the President of the 67th World Health Assembly. And I also extend the same felicitations to all the Vice Presidents and the officials that have been elected into office at this General Assembly. I bring you greetings from my President, Goodluck Jonathan, the government and people of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. The theme of this year's assembly, the link between climate and health, is very apt. You will recall that in 2012, Nigeria experienced massive flooding, unprecedented in recent history, and which was attributable to climate change. In the aftermath of that flooding, my country witnessed an increase in the incidence of cholera, Lassa fever, and other diseases. The National Council on Health, which is the highest health policy-making organ in the country, only a few weeks ago, directed all state ministries of health to establish a desk on climate change. This will ensure that we take the appropriate proactive steps in mitigating the effects of climate change on health. Mr. President, let me assure this assembly that Nigeria remains fully committed to the eradication of poliomyelitis within its borders and globally. We recorded significant achievements in the year 2013, with at least 58% reduction in the number of white polio type 1 cases compared to the year 2012. There was no case of the type 3 white polio virus in 2013. Actually, the last case occurred in November 2012. Overall, there has also been a 50% reduction in the number of infected local government areas in 2013 compared to 2012, with the geographical restriction of cases to only two local governments in one state out of the 36 states of the Federation. In 2014, only three cases of the type 1 virus have actually been recorded. Compared to 2013, we have reduced incidence by 86%. I am happy to report that Nigeria has also been certified Guinea worm disease-free by the WHO, and in this regard, I wish to appreciate on behalf of the country the support of the Director General of the WHO and indeed the entire WHO and other partners. Nigeria hosted the Abuja Plus 12 AU Special Summit on HIV, TB and malaria in July 2013. The summit led to a renewed commitment by all African states to step up the implementation of earlier commitments. The President of Nigeria launched his own comprehensive response plan for HIV/AIDS in Nigeria during that summit. Nigeria considers universal health coverage as a goal of the entire health sector. And recently, President Jonathan hosted a presidential summit on universal health coverage. And the major outcome of that summit, the declaration on universal health coverage, calls for mandatory health insurance with contributions from all income earners and for special funds to be provided by government to cover the poor and the vulnerable. Indeed, the target given by Mr. President to the health sector in Nigeria is that by the end of 2015, at least 30% of the population will have been covered by health insurance. Nigeria is presently pursuing initiatives aimed at making health insurance mandatory for all employees and the provision of health insurance for all pupils in public primary schools, as well as the use of mobile telephone technology for enrollment. The health of women and children continue to be accorded the highest priority in Nigeria. And Nigeria has indeed domesticated the recommendations of the UN Commission on life-saving commodities for women and children through the procurement and distribution of essential life-saving commodities, as well as partnering with local manufacturing companies to produce some of these commodities to improve access for the poor. We have also produced the harmonized MDG action plan, which harmonized all existing plans and identified key priority interventions to save the lives of mothers and children and galvanize action towards meeting the health MDGs by 2015. Domestic resources for health has also been increased through the Subsidy Investment and Empowerment Program, CHOPI, the National Health Insurance Scheme, and the Maternal Child Health Special Program, as well as the President's own comprehensive plan on HIV/AIDS. We're also ensuring resource-based financing through our Saving 1 Million Lives initiative and the Nigeria State Health Investment Project. The Nigeria Center for Disease Control has now been fully established to provide the necessary infrastructure and capacity to respond to public health threats in Nigeria. It is indeed our expectation that this center we serve as one of the regional centers of the proposed Africa Centers for Disease Control. In many parts of the world today, the health challenges posed by conflicts and terrorism have become more obvious. And there is the need really for the World Health Organization to assist countries, including Nigeria, to develop and or reinforce strategies and their implementation for the management of victims and their relatives. Mr. President, in considering the post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda, I wish to urge this distinguished assembly to ensure that universal health coverage, non-communicable diseases, the unfinished business of the MDGs feature very prominently in the agenda. And regarding the NCDs, Nigeria recently recorded an important milestone when the Federal Executive Council approved a much stiffer anti-tobacco bill. I want to conclude by commending the World Health Organization once again, and indeed all the development partners working in Nigeria, for their support towards the implementation of our national strategic health development plan. I thank you.